Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Ribsy by Beverly Cleary. Narrated by Barbara Caruso.
Chapter 1. Ribsy and the Hungry Flea. Henry Huggins's dog, Ribsy, was a plain, ordinary city dog. The kind of dog that strangers usually called Mutt or Pooch. They always called him this in a friendly way because Ribsy was a friendly dog. He followed Henry and his friends to school. He kept the mailman company. He wagged his tail at the milkman, who always stopped to pet him. People liked Ribsy, and Ribsy liked people. Ribsy was what you might call a well-adjusted dog. This did not mean that Ribsy had no troubles. He did have troubles, and high on the list were fleas, particularly one mean, hungry flea that persistently nipped Ribsy right under his collar, where he could not get at it, no matter how hard he scratched with his hind foot. If it had not been for that flea, things might have been different for Ribsy. Ribsy's troubles began one Saturday morning in October, when he was sitting out in front of the Hugginses' square white house on Klickitat Street, keeping an eye on the brand new station wagon to make sure the family did not drive away without him. The Hugginses had owned the new green station wagon almost a week, and not once had Ribsy been allowed to ride in it.
We're going to keep this...